Hello, my name is Mo, and in this demo, I want to introduce my AutoDuck script for Reaper, how it works, how to install it, and of course, how to use it. Ducking is always useful if you want to create so-called voiceovers. To create a voiceover, you have two tracks, one with speech and one with music. Every time there is speech on the speech track, the music is faded down, and as soon as the speech ends, the music is faded up again. And the technique to do this automatically is called auto-ducking. In other words, auto-duck is a technique to tell the music to fade down a bit as long as there is speech on the speech track and to fade up to its original level again as soon as the speech ends. To achieve this in Reaper, there are two methods. The first is to set up a compressor together with a sidechain. That means that the compressor on the music track listens to the speech track, and every time it detects speech, it fades the music down and fades it up as soon as the speech ends. But this method has a disadvantage. A compressor cannot know when the speech will start, so the compressor has to wait until speech starts and then fade down the music, mostly very abruptly, to avoid that you can't understand the beginning of the speech. A similar problem is at the end. You can tell the compressor after how many milliseconds it should begin to fade up the music. So if you select this time too short and make a longer pause while speaking, like this, the compressor tries to fade up the music and fade it down again. Both problems together produce a very unnatural sound, in my opinion. The second method is to use so-called volume envelopes, and Reaper does provide this method, of course. An envelope is a thing to tell Reaper to do things automatically. In our case, you need a volume envelope and have to set 4 envelope points around each speech item. The first, when Reaper should begin fading down the music. The second, when Reaper should be finished with fading down. Then the speech goes on. The third, when Reaper should start to fade up the music. And the last tells Reaper when it should be ready with fading up the music. This is, of course, the better method to do ducking, but as I said, you have to set 4 envelope points around each item on the speech track. So both methods, the compressor as well as using a volume envelope, require a lot of things to do. And this is where the AutoDuck script comes in. The AutoDuck script can be installed via Reapack. Reapack is a free tool to install effects, themes, and or scripts from third parties like me. If you haven't installed Reapack for now, you can go to reapack.com, it's reapack.com, or the easier way is to use Rabbit to do it for you. With Reapack installed, open the main menu of Reaper, go to Extensions, then Reapack, and then Browse Packages. Enter AutoDuck in the filter field, it's AutoDuck, and you can install it. After installation, you'll find the script in the actions list of Reaper. You can get to it by pressing F4, type AutoDuck in the filter field, and then you can run the AutoDuck script from there or assign a shortcut to it like I did. Okay, I think I've talked enough for now, and now I'll show you how to use the script and why it's so much fun to have it. I have Reaper open and have a new, empty, fresh project in front of me.
No tracks.
So we need 2 tracks in here. press Control T.
Track name.
One music and another.
Track name.
Control T again. Speech.
One music. Two speech.
The music track, of course, needs a bit of music. So
one music.
Selected. Press Control I.
Import.
And
11.5.
Find.
Rockamo.
Auto. A music file. Let's see if it has worked.
0 min 0.
Yep, that worked absolutely fine, of course. For recording, I will reduce the volume of the music track so that it's a bit quieter while I'm speaking. So press I on the music track.
Routing for track 1.
Enter minus 21 dB.
Track auto duck demo 0.
Check. Yep, that seems a lot better. Now I will go to the speech track and arm it for recording.
Armed.
The AutoDuck script will fade the music up and down around each item. So I make things a little easier because I will stop recording every time I make a pause. What I mean, you will hear now.
Record.
This is Windy Radio.
Play. Record.
And here is Rock in the Evening with Mo the Animal.
Play. Record.
Hello and a warm welcome to all of you. As always, I went through our archive and collected a lot of rock classics for you. I made a pause to see if it fades up. If you want to dance or not, it doesn't matter. I hope you have fun tonight.
Play.
Okay. So, let's put the volume of the music track to its original
state.
And here, how it sounds. This is Windy Radio. And here is Rock in the Evening with Mo the Animal. Hello and a warm welcome to all of you. As always, I went. Okay, this is not very nice, of course. So now, let's do the AutoDuck. Before I do, I will check how many items are on the speech track.
2 arm speech, 3 items.
Okay, we can unarm it, of course.
Unarmed.
And it has 3 items. Let's check if they are in the right place.
1-0.
This is Wind.
Yo. 2-0.
Second one. And here is.
3-0, 2
one.
Speech.
Hello and a warm welcome to... Great. And now it's time to make this a nice recording and use the AutoDuck script. I go to track 1.
One music, one item.
And press the shortcut which I have assigned to the script.
Question dialogue, music track is music and speech track is speech, correct? Job button Alt plus J.
Okay, this is correct, so I just have to press Enter.
Specify values for auto ducking dialogue. Duck amount in dB, edit selected minus 18.
The duck amount in dB is the number by how many decibels the music should be faded down while speech. The default value is minus 18. I'll leave it as it is and press Tab to go to the next field.
Outer fade down length, edit selected 0.5.
The outer fade down length is the time in seconds that tells Reaper when to start fading down before speech begins. Default is 0.5, half a second. I'll leave it as it is. Press Tab again.
Outer fade up length, edit selected 0.5.
The outer fade up length is the time that tells Reaper at which point after the speech has ended, the fading up has to be completed. It's also 0.5 seconds. Press Tab again.
Inner fade down length, edit selected 1.
The inner fade down length is the time Reaper is allowed to fade down though speech has already began.
Inner fade up length, edit selected 1.
The inner fade up length is the time in seconds Reaper starts to fade up the music before the speech ends. The default is 1 second. I'll enter 1.5 to have 1.5 second here. Press tab again.
Shape, 0 equals linear, 1 equals square, 2 equals slow start slash end, 3 equals fast start, 4 equals fast end, edit selected 2.
The shape corresponds of Reaper's possibilities to fade up and down. Default is 2, which means slow start and end. I'll leave it as it is, and finally press the
OK button. Hit track volume envelope.
Let's say what the script tells us.
Information dialog created 12 envelope points. Auto duck finished. OK button.
OK, so the script has created 12 envelope points for us. And now let's hear what it sounds like.
0 min 0.000 sec.
Let's go. This is Windy Radio. And here is Rockin' the Evening with Mo the Animal. Hello and a warm welcome to all of you. As always, I went through our archive and collected a lot of rock classics for you. I made a pause to see if it fades up. If you want to dance or not, it doesn't matter. I hope you have fun tonight. Hey, that's absolutely fine. And as expected, it did the fading absolutely correct. If you want to get in touch with me with questions or suggestions or whatever you like, just send me an email to mo@windyradio.de. It's mo@windyradio.de. Thank you for listening, and I wish much fun with the Autodesk script. Yours, Mo.